Zayna Madala.
With your permission, I would like just to return. It's nothing to do with today's shiur, but simply we learned something, and at least I don't think I learned it properly, and so I just want to go back with you a minute to Daf Kaf Vav Amud Aleph, just for 5 minutes. If you recall, on Daf Kaf Vav Amud Aleph, we had a machlokes between Abaye v'Rava within the sheet of Rav Yehuda in a case of Iyeshar v'Kamachaven. Abaye brought a raya to his shita from Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was Yoshe b'tzilo shel Heichal, and then Rava rejected that, and then Rava brought a raya to his shita from the Umnin, who would go into the Kodesh Kadashim within the Tevot, and Abaye rejected his shita. And the question is exactly, there seems to be a bit of a dissonance between the two rayas that were brought. Again, there's nothing to do with the shir, but I just feel that we didn't get to the bottom of things, or didn't define things properly enough. Abaye had brought a raya from the world of the Tzel Shel Heichal, that lechora, that we have a problem of me'ila in terms of being nehne from the Tzel of the Heichal, and Rava answered either that the Tzel of the Heichal is a hanoa shelo kedarka, that's what Rashi learned, or Rabbi Hanana learned that the Tzel Shel Heichal is no kedusha in that Tzel, that the kedusha relates only to the internal part of the Beis HaMikdash, not to the external part of the Beis HaMikdash. And we try to understand that the shitos and what the machok is in terms of the nature of me'ila. But the assumption is that there is me'ila in Tzel. Then Rava wants to bring a raya from the Umnin, that we want to prevent them seeing the Kodesh Kodashim, and Abaye rejects it because in Kol and Mara there is no Me'ila, because it's a Dover Shein Bo Mamash. But Abaye had brought a Raya from Tzel. Why is Tzel considered to be a Dover Sheyesh Bo Mamash, and Kol and Mara are considered to be Dvarim Shein Bohem Mamash? What's the difference between Tzel and Kol and Mara? In other words, if we're dealing with Mamashus, if we're dealing with feeling something with our fingers, lechora tzel is no more felt with our fingers than kol and mara. We're dealing with perceptions.
We kol and mara. Kol passes, mara is in front of you all the time.
Okay.
Tzel and mara would be
what? Fine. Okay. So again, so lechora, you're correct. That what's the difference between tzel and mara in terms of these two? Why is mara considered to be a davar she'ein bo mamash, and tzel? The Gemara didn't ask any questions. It didn't say ha'amar shem ben pasi. Mishum bar kapara kol amar v'reach embishum me'ila. In other words, that could have been knocked off Abaye's raya. He brings raya from sale. He's talking about sale. There's no me'ila in sale. The same way that Abaye knocks off Rava, why couldn't Rava knock off Abaye that way? Why does the Gemara wait until we get to looking at the walls of Eis HaMikdash before it realizes that kol and mara ain't behem mishum me'ila? And the sale, I mean, we do paskin, the Rambam in the same halacha, In Hilchos Me'ila, paskins that sail yeshbo mishum me'ila, that as opposed to Kol and Mara, where he says ainbo mishum me'ila. Namely, this is not just a question of pshat in the Gemara; it's a question of trying to understand what does the concept of yeshbo mamash mean in terms of me'ila. What is the mamashus that we are searching for?
Mara, you don't necessarily benefit. You see, but sail, you mara, you benefit. Because you're sweating to death, you get in the mouth, you get into the
sale,
you have a definite benefit.
100%. Namely, that we're dealing, we just have to define, we're dealing with hana'a. There are two types of hana'a. One type of hana'a is that the guf is nehene, a person's physicality is nehene. That's what the Gemara calls yeshbo mamash. Yeshbo mamash means that your guf is nehene. Your guf can be nehene from food, your guf can be nehene from clothing, your guf can be nehene from shelter. Tzel is basically shelter. It's a form of shelter. In other words, the person who was the author of Maisa Oreg, there was a dayan in England who used to come around with a loom to show the various malachos on Shabbos connected with the loom. So he gave an introduction that he viewed that all of Melachos Shabbos is divided into three categories. You have Sidura, the Pas, which is making food, and then you move over into the whole world of making clothing, and finally you end off with the concept of a shelter, of making a shelter. Those are the three basic categories within the world of Melechah Shabbos. And who hadin? Those are forms of Hana'ah. All those are forms of Hana'ah. So if you were to go into a cave, and that cave were to be Hekdesh, that would be an Isur of Hana'ah. You're being nener from the toch of the cave. And that same sale that would be outside, that already would be either Hana'ah Shel Kedarka or Masha'enkein. In terms of Kol U'Mara, we're dealing over here with Hana'ah. Certainly there are Hana'ahs. People pay good money for art and for music, etc., to go to a concert. There are Hana'ahs, but those are considered to be not Hana'ahs Haguf, but rather, if we want to use the phrase Hana'ahs HaNefesh, Hana'ahs HaNeshama, that they're aesthetic. They're aesthetic Hana'ahs. There's nothing to do with one's body. Reach over here, this is the Hava Mina was, Kol Mare V'Reach, that we put that under Hana'ahs HaNefesh, Kamash Malan, that Reach Yeshbo Mamash, this is considered to be Hana'ahs Haguf. That there is a Mamashus there that enters into the Guf and gives the physicality of the Guf Hana'ah, and that's the concept of Birkos Hanenin that we make on Hana'ahs Haguf. So we make such a bracha on Reach. We don't make Birkos Hanenin on Kol the Mare. We make Birkos Hanenin on Reach. So just in terms of the definition, it's not that which is it's not a question over here of the quantity of the quantification of the Hana'ah, but rather in terms of the quality of the Hana'ah. We're dealing with the Hana'ah which relates to the body, that we're going to call Yeshva Mamash, or Hana'ah that relates to one's inner self, inner soul, etc., and that we call Hana'ah She'en Bo Mamash. Okay, so Seil is Hana'ah She'esh Bo Mamash. So that was point number one. Point number two, out of laziness, yesterday, on Sunday, I said that the girsa we have in our Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, was upside down, because Rav Yosef was a student of Rav Yehuda. It's correct, Rav Yosef was a student of Rav Yehuda, that's why the girsa is correct. There had been a girsa in the previous generations of Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Yosef, and that everyone in the back of the book turned around. When I learned the Gemara, I just automatically, my eyes saw the Gemara according to the acronym in the back of the book, rather than the way we have it in our Gemara. Exactly at what point the text of the Gemara changed, whether it was in 1840 or I don't know, but in 2011, our text of our Gemara is fine, right? Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, that's the chain of transmission from Shmuel to Rav Yehuda and from Yehuda to Rav Yosef. Okay, so I apologize for the mistake. The third point, just again in terms of just filling in things, I found a very fascinating Sifri relating to Shmuel's Iboy Seima. There is a Sifri on the Pasuk in Parsha Shoftim, Osasik Gvul Reyacha Asher Gavlu Harishonim. Minayin la machlif divi Rav Eliezer b'divi Rav Yoshua. B'divi Rav Yoshua b'divi Rav Eliezer lomar ala tomei tohar ala tohar tomei shu over below tase. Shenemar lo sasik gvul reyecha. And we have over here an asmachta. We have over here an asmachta that there is a remez in the Torah that one shouldn't say a maimar of Rebbe in the name of Rabbanan and of Rabbanan in the name of Rebbe. And we pointed out in the Magen Avraham, he brought in a maimar from Maseches Kala. Right? He said, in the Gemara Bavli, we find that this appears to have been all's fair in love and war and learning. That you're allowed to say something over the name of the Rabbim, even if it really was said by a Yochid, in order to be able to show that's the Pesach Halacha. And in Sechus Kala, we said that the Shechina is not happy with that situation and leaves the room. And the Magen Avraham left it as a Tzarech Iyun. How do we deal with these sources? So there, on the side of the Sechus Kala, there's also a Sifri. And on the Sifri, we have a parish of the Netziv. So the Netziv brings in our Gemara, which is in direct opposition to the Sifri, and he makes a fascinating distinction that, again, you know, if you'd have woken me up in the middle of the night, I think I would have said the opposite. Although the Sifri certainly is correct, but I, you know, it's that if someone were to ask you, which is worse? Is it worse to make a mistake on purpose? Not to make a mistake, but purposefully to switch manda amrim because you have an agenda in mind? Or that you simply forgot who said what and you made a mistake and you said it too. I would have viewed the first one as morally very, very problematic. Well, the second one, everyone forgets. It wasn't done with any intent. So the Rebbe would come into Shia the next day and say, I made a mistake and I got the two backwards, etc. So the Nitzin says nothing to do, just the opposite. That the Sifri is a case of shelo bekavana, ella al pi shichacha, oh v'diktuk hu ha-hekpeh gadol. What right do you, if you're teaching Talmud, what right do you, if you're teaching halacha, what right do you have to make mistakes because of your shichacha? Don't you realize that these have nachminas lahalacha? People are going to leave your shiur and paskin the base of what you said. What right do you have to forget? You should just review these things very, very well in your mind before saying them, to be certain that you're saying things in the right direction. However, if you have an agenda, you know what the psak halacha is, but you want it to be accepted, and you use the means of switching them on damrim, that the pasuk is not speaking about. That's our Gemara, that's Shmuel. Okay, so it's very, very interesting in terms of sort of readjusting our moral compass in terms of the relativity of truth. So, if the Seder. Yes?
Compared to, so like in Kiddushin, it talks about if you're not ish isha with hekdesh, just amazed it, then automatically made it terrible. It's not hekdesh anymore. If it was the tahut, then it didn't become.
That's not so pashat. The din in Me'ilah is that when you're moel b'shogeg, then we have a package deal. You pay Karen, Chomesh, Asham, and the object leaves the status of Hekdesh and becomes Kugan. We're going to see that in the Gemara Mitzvah Shem HaDach Kav Zayin HaMedbeis. In the world of Mezid, we don't have that package deal. In other words, in the world of Mezid, we have an Iser of Me'ilah. We have Machok of what the source is. Is it Chet Chet Mitruma? Is it Lotucha Lechol Bisharecha? Unadarecha? Is it He Bitruma Sakadashim Lotokal? Machok is Tosfos, Rambam, and Raivit. What the source of the Iser of Me'ilah is. However, in Me'ilah B'Mezid, we don't have the entire parsha of in Vayikra of Keren Chomesh V'Asham, and nor do we have that it goes out automatically V'Chulin. So that we'll talk about and get the Kavzayin HaMedbeis. So Me'ilah is very unique in that respect. Okay, now we can, after we cleared the deck, now we can look at the Gemara that we prepared for today. So we have a Mishnah in Maseches Avodah Zarah, the Tanan. Natal himena, namely from the atzei ashera. If a person takes eitzim asurim behana'a, that we pointed out that even though classically mechubar doesn't become avodah zara, we speak about ale harim and not the harim themselves. Mechubar doesn't become avodah zara, but the ashera de Moshe, what the Torah talks about, namely when a tree was planted as a seed, from the seed up, from the sapling up, it was planted as an avodah zara. That is avodah zara. That does get the status of avodah zara. You can't. I mean, the great Smoky Mountain is not going to turn into avodah zara because the Indians bow down to it. But if they plant a tree for the purpose of avodah zara, that's going to be avodah zara. And not al himena eitzim. The fact that you are now cutting off branches from this avodah zara to use to heat yourself. We don't say that's a bitul avodah zarah. A Jew can't be mevatel avodah zarah. A goy can be mevatel avodah zarah. If a goy were to break branches off of that tree for purposes of his own hanah, that yitachen would be a bitul of the avodah zarah. But by a Jew, we say it's aser b'hanah. And so we have these eitzim that are aser b'hanah. Hisik b'hena satanur. Chodosh yutatz. This is the day that we say two things. Firstly, yeshvach eitzim b'pas. And secondly, we say that zebe zegorim is aser. So this tanur chodosh can no longer be used to bake bread because it's always going to be a zevizeh gorim. The tanner itself became a kli cheres via the atzei asherah, and that's always going to be a gorim of isur. Yashan, however, we're not. It was already a kli cheres before we began, and it's only a question of using it later on. So yutsan, let's, in other words, that even though we hold yashan yushan. That becholzot yeshvach eitzim bepatz. We want to first get rid of this shevach of the eitzim. We want to first cool it down, and then afa bo es hapas. Going back to the tanur chadash, afa bo es hapas. Even if you're being ofer with atzei heter asurim b'hanor. Again, zeviz egorim is asur. Nisarva ba'acheros. Now we have a question in terms of girsa. Do we add in acheros ba'acheros? That's what Tosfos relates to. Question over here is, do we have a question, you know, how do we view the world of Yisra Avodah Zarah in terms of Sveik Sveika? Generally, Avodah Zarah is Asur B'mashu, Shinesarva B'acheros, Kulan Asuras. What if we have Acheros v'acheros v'acheros. That's an open question. Tosos would rather not have that as our gears over here. So let's just leave it. Nisarva v'acheros kulan asurin. That we have a din d'rabanan. That even though midah ra'is avodah zarah is batal berov, min b'mino is batal berov, we have a chumra midah d'rabanan that it's aser b'mashehu. We have an asmachta lo yidbach v'yodcha muma menacherim. But we have a chumra midah d'rabanan that's aser b'mashehu. So therefore, asurin b'hano. Rav Eliezer Omer, Yolich Hanoa Liyam Hamelach. He has an Eitzah that we will be able to use this pot. This pot that previously we said was Aser, we can use it by being Molich the Hanoa to Yam Hamelach. Amrulo, whoever argued with him, argued, Ha Ein Pidyon L'Avodah Zarah. Again, Rav Eliezer L'Choler, no one says he's being Poda the Avodah Zarah. But it looks as though he's being poda the avodah zarah, and therefore the other man d'amar didn't accept his opinion, even though normally when Rav Eliezer disagrees with the with Rabbanan, we don't pass like Rav Eliezer. He was known to be a shamuti, he followed Beis Shammai. Here, as you see from the little aleph of the Ein Mishpat, here we paskin like Rav Eliezer. Okay, now so our question is: what exactly did Rav Eliezer say? What were the chachamim's what was the Chachamim's disagreement with him? So you saw that we have over here a double machlokes rishonim, and the question is whether the two factors that the rishonim disagree about are interconnected or not. Actually, we have four factors. Okay, let's start off with the two main factors. Firstly, Yolech Hanoa Liyam HaMelech, what exactly does he have to be mafsid in order to be able to use the pas? So Rashi Alatar says Yolech Hanoa Liyam HaMelech Dmei Eitzim. Period. Rashi is not Marich over here. Stam two words, and then Rashi goes into an arichus in terms of the whole raya that we see from over here that Zeb is a Gorim. But what we're dealing with is Yolech Dmei Eitzim. Rashi in Avodah Zarah repeats that, and Tosos over there Alatar says nothing doing. We're not talking about Dmei Eitzim, we're talking about Dmei Pas. We have over here a shita of Rabbeinu Chananel Alatar, where the lines in my edition sort of get to the end of the thin lines. Rav Eliezer Omer Yolech Hanoa Liyam HaMelech Perush Kishir Schar Afiyat Pat Yifdeh HaPat V'Yolech Dameha Liyam HaMelech. That we have, so we have Dmei Eitzim, we have Dmei Pat, and we have Schar Afiyat Pat, and then we find the Rambam agreeing with Tosfos that we're dealing with the Dmei Pat. So we have Rashi dealing with Dmei Eitzim, the Rambam and Tosfos dealing with Dmei Pat, and we have Rabbeinu Chananel dealing with Schar Afiyat Pat. Those, to the best of my knowledge, are the three shitos that we can speak about. And then we have Rishonim who don't say very clearly what we're talking about, and we have Rishonim who say that Elu ve'Elu, that we can have, depends upon the circumstances. So to the best of my knowledge, please correct me if I'm wrong, the Baal HaMor doesn't say clearly whether he's talking about Dmei Eitzim or Dmei Pat or Schar Afiyat Pat. Am I correct? And the Baal HaMor is here and in Avodah Zarah. He deals with other issues, but on this issue, I didn't see that he was. What says Hano? Okay, that's the language of Rav Eliezer. That's being very, very politically correct to quote Rav Eliezer. But so the Baal HaMor, we don't have a behirus in, and we'll see in the Rush and the Ran that they straddled that they felt it depended upon the circumstances that we can have more than one standard. So. Let's try and think, you know, we're just in terms of building on what we already learned. If we were to ask a priori, in other words, we have this concept of yesh shvach eitzim bepas, and therefore, because of yesh shvach eitzim bepas, we have a concept of apas asura. That's Rebbe, even though Rebbe himself holds zev zeh goreim is mutter, but we paskin that the pas is also according to Rebbe, explained in various ways. Rav Eliezer is super Rebbe, namely he is the And he also adds in zeb is a gorim being osir. But over here, the lechora, when we're speaking about the hanoa, we're dealing with the hanoa of yesh vachetzin bepas. What a priori would you say if you were to be told that there is a way, if you can just sort of undo that which was done, then you could be nene from the pat. What exactly would you have to undo? What basic machlokas did we have in the world of yesh vachetzin bepat?
Whether it's the hanah or it's the actual.
Right. We had a question as to whether this is a din within the world of isurei hanah. These eight siyim are aser b'hanah. We have over here a hanah nikeret of krimas hapas. We have an act of afia which clearly is a hanah which is stemming from the eitzim. The eitzim are goreim this hanah. And that's the principle of yeshvach eitzim bepat. That being nehene from the pat is the equivalent of getting hanoah from the eitzim. That was one way of learning. That was the what we saw in Rashi, in Tosfos Shantz, Iran was of that opinion. That's one way of learning. What's the other way of learning? That we have a we call it an alchemy, that we took dough and we turned it into eitzim. That somehow the eitzim were nivla in the dough. The fact that this dough turned into bread, because of the eitzim, we view the dough as an extension of the eitzim. And therefore, whatever status the eitzim are going to have, we're going to give that status to the dough. If the eitzim are aser b'hanah, then this bread is going to be aser b'hanoah. Were the eitzim to be aser b'achila, in achinami, the bread would be aser b'achila. This is not a din of yisuri hanoah. This is a din of the consequences of the eitzim having the status of the eitzim. Patu ha eitzim va eitzim hu apat, to use the Baal HaMor's language. Okay, so if we have to undo that which was done, so l'chora, this should be totally in this machlokas, meaning that there are two options. One is that if the hanoah came from the eitzim, so let's get rid of the eitzim, throw the demei eitzim. The eitzim are that which are aser b'hanoah. So if we'll get rid of the eitzim, then we got rid of our iser hanoah. The demei eitzim would symbolize the undoing of the hanoah, which is found in the pot. If it's a question that the pat itself is mu'urav, so then there has to be a demei hapat. Then we need l'chora over here a concept of pidyon. We have to somehow redeem this pat. We have to get the iser out of it. And if there's a concept that we can substitute object A for object B, so perhaps the demei pat would substitute for the pat. That's what Rav Eliezer suggests. Namely, that these two eitzos that we find in the Rishonim for the understanding of Rav Eliezer, which fits very, very nicely into the machlokas that we had earlier. And then Rashi would be l'shitaso. Rashi is fine. Rashi held that the din of sheyesh vachetzim apad is one of an iser hanah, so we're throwing the eitzim into the Yam HaMelech. The Rabbeinu Hanana, we had no idea how he learned demei eitzim apad. Rambam, we have no idea how he learned Dmei Eitzim B'Pat. Tosfos, so even though Tosfos on our page on Kavavim Adbeis and Tosfos Shantz agree with Rashi, V'chein Kosa B'Kuntrus, but they all quote a Riva who is a Baal HaTosfos, so maybe that Tosfos in Avodah Zarah is the Shita of the Riva. Then we have with whom to be Toleik, and the Baal HaMor, again, doesn't say what it refers to, so you know, that would have been the Makim Epatish had the Baal HaMor said that it's the Mei Pat. This is the Baal HaMor l'shitato. However, what we do find is that when the Ran disagrees with the Baal HaMor on the concept of the Mei Eitzim Bepat, he brings this in as part of his line of reasoning. That the Ran in Avodah Zarah, in the long run, from Daf Kaf Aleph and Beis through Daf Kaf Beis Amid Aleph, so he says, "Af al gav da amrin on yeshvach eitzim bepat." I don't know how to say. I'll tell you where I'm reading. I'm reading smack in about two thirds of the way through the wide line. "Af al gav da amrin on yeshvach eitzim bepat." Hayno lomar shehu chomer yoser mizeb zegorim lefi shetoelas so iser nikarbo. This is the language of the Bali HaTosos in Rashi. Avoloshi Yehebet Arovis Mamash doesn't mean that we really have Iser. He said that also at the very, very beginning, where he's explaining Rashi Shita, Demei Hanoas Eitzim, because he holds that Harehi Atzma Eina. I'm sorry. That's not a good. But the language over here is the language that we use normally of how to explain why. And in other words, it's hard to sort of put one's finger on what it relates to. Okay, so but in any case, that would be the easiest way of learning the machlokas rishonim, that they would go l'shitas, and then the only dochak over here would be saying that Tosus and Avodah Zarah is going according to the Riva. Yes. I'm not sure. I'm taking that back. The Ran uses the language that we used to explain Rashi and Tosos, that we don't have over here a tarovas Iser, we don't have a reality of Iser of Eitzim Bapas, but rather that we have a level of a hanon nikeres, a toelas nikar, and that's the concept of Yeshvach Eitzim Bapas. But how it works out we'll have to come to in a minute. What complicates matters is that if this would be the only machlokas, and Rabbeinu Hananel Shita, whenever you have a middle of the road Shita, right? In other words, let's say, for example, just to give Mashal Hevyot, let's say the Eitzim, let's say the bread costs 10 whatever, okay, 10 somethings. The bread costs 10. The Eitzim, the raw material, the fuel costs 2. The Schara Fiya Sapas would be, you would take the price of dough, let's say the dough that goes into a loaf of bread would be 3, and you see what the baker's price is, 10, and 10 take away the raw material of 3, that's the schar afia. Namely, what the baker is making over the raw material of that which he is baking, that's the schar afia. That includes the fuel, that includes the wear down on the tanur, that includes his wages, packaging, whatever else goes into overhead. All of that is a schar afia sapas. So if the pat would be, the mei pat would be 10, the mei eitzim would be 2, the schar afia pat would be, let's say, would be 7. And we assume the dough, the raw material of the bread, costs 3, so the difference would be 7. This 7, is this a watered down 10, or is this a souped up 2? We're not rugged shover fans. We don't have 3 halachas. We're in the brisker world. We have 2 halachas. You know, as things are basically divided into 2 categories. Is Rabbeinu Hananel basically souped up Rashi, or is he a watered down Tosos Rambam? And basically, the machlokas between Rashi and Tosos and Avodah Zarah is a question as to what hana'ah are we throwing away? Are we throwing away the hana'ah of the afiyah, or are we throwing away the hana'ah of the pas? And did the eitzim bring about an afiyah? Is that the ikar over here? That the eitzim created an afiyah, a hana'ah nikeres, or that the eitzim are currently belua in the pas? And the Eitzim are Asar Bahana, so the Pas is Asar Bahana. So the question is, are we looking at the Afiyah or looking at the Pat? What is Rabbeinu Hananel looking at? He's looking at the Afiyah, clearly. He's looking at the Afiyah. Namely, he's a souped up Rashi. But why did he soup up Rashi? Why wasn't it enough? If you're looking at the Afiyah, why isn't it enough just to deal with the Demei Eitzim? That's what's Asar Bahana. Why bring in all, you know, the kitchen sink? Why bring in the tanur and the wages, v'chule, v'chule? What's the svara over here of Enochanan? Clearly, 100%, I agree with you. He's working with Rashi. He's working with Rashi, that he talks about Afia. According, you can't water down the Rambam and Tosos. Pot is pot. Pot means the bread. If the bread is 10, it's 10. You're not going to get a discount on 7. In other words, but you can jack up the world of the Afia, not to deal with the Eitzim, with the fuel, but rather with everything that went into it. Why? Again, what we pointed out, that over here, within the Shita of Rav Eliezer, we have to take into account two factors. A, Yesh Fach Eitzim Bepat, and what else? And Zevezegorim. Zevezegorim is Osur. Right? That we have over here Gormim of Heter and Gormim of Iser, and we say Zevezegorim is Osur. What does that mean to say Zevezegorim is Osur? Up to now, how did we understand Zevezegorim is Osur? But what happens, in a word, Sof Kol Sof, Zevezegorim Mutar means that the moment you have other factors involved, then the factor, the koach of the osir is batel. It loses, it's emasculated. It loses koach. It can no longer have the effect of the afia. We don't relate to the iser. Zevezegorim being osir means no, it doesn't lose its effect. But more than that, what's Rabbeinu Chananel saying? Not only does it lose its effect, but what does it do? That it gives a status to the entire afia. Namely, that when you have over here two factors, so we can speak about Zevezegorim being Mutter, that the Iser turns into Heter. We can have a Zevezegorim being Aser, that the Heter turns into Iser. Namely, that we're viewing that the entire process of Afia was now on the level of Iser. The Afia is Asura. No, the Pat is what's being worked on. Again, the Pat is not a Gorim. The pot is our raw material. We are changing the pot. You know, so you can't take the pot. We are changing the pot via the eitzim, via the tanur, via the malacha of putting it in, taking it out. We're changing. We're affecting the pot. The pot is not a factor. In other words, when we spoke about when taking a seed of, it's sort of against that which we said by taking the seed of orla and putting it into the ground. In other words, that then we view that there's that seed, that the tree, that the seed basically is a factor because it has to first be nechrav before it's built. In other words, the seed has to be nisrach, and then it's, in order, so the seed can be a factor, but the dough is not nisrach. The dough is the raw material that we are currently baking. It's like taking a sapling and planting a sapling in the ground, that then we'd say that the zevezegorim would be the zevel, which may be which the shade which would be coming from the Eitz HaSheira, and the soil, that those would be the Zevezegorim, but they're working on the sapling. So over here the dough is that which is being worked upon. So in any case, what Rabbeinu Chananel does is he amplifies the concept of Zevezegorim being Aser, that even the Gourmet Heter are going to have the status of Iser, and if we're going to have to throw something Yamamelach, we have to throw the whole kit and kabuto, all of the Gormim we have to throw away. So not only the atzei heter, but not only the fuel, but take into account also the use of the tanur, etc., etc. That lechora is the concept of schar afia safas. Namely, it's Rashi, but it's augmented. It's an augmented Rashi. Okay, so this is one machlokas. However, there is another machlokas we show him, which we find parallels the first machlokas, namely whether you're throwing away the me'etzim, whether you're throwing away the me'pat. The question is, where is this pat? Is this pot standing on its own on the table? In other words, we just took it out of the tanur, it's on its own. It's now asur. And Rabbi Eliezer says, I can make it mutter. I can make it mutter by one of two ways. I can make it mutter by throwing the me'etzim away, or I can make it three ways. So throwing the me'etzim away, throwing scarafia away, or throwing the me'pat away. Or are we dealing with the continuity of the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that a pas Asura Bahanoah, Nisarva Ba'acheros, Kulan Asurin Bahanoah, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, in this case where we have it Ta'aroves, then Yolechanor Yam HaMelach, and that'll be Matir, the pot, which that'll be Matir the entire Ta'aroves. So we find Rashi saying black and white that we're talking about the pot standing on its own, and we find the Tosa saying nothing doing, we're talking about the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about the pat b'tarovah. So it says on Rashi, according to you, even the tanur you could be poda. So maybe an achinami, maybe Rashi holds you can't be part of the Tanur by throwing away the Demeitzer. That's possible. In other words, we don't see anywhere not that way. In other words, Batosis took for granted that we were dealing with the continuity of the Mishnah. The question is that simply a question of how to read a Mishnah? In other words, does the Seifa of Rav Eliezer go on the statement immediately preceding it, or does it go on the Reisha of the Mishnah? Is that the whole Machlokes? Or is there something much, much more fundamental involved over here as to whether we're going to be Matir the Pat, or we're going to be Matir only the Tarovet? Yes?
Question whether you can go to something that you can't put your finger on, which is so Mu'urab, or that it has to be, it has to be distinct, or it doesn't have to be distinct?
A little sharper. In other words, you're certainly in the right direction. Whereas Tosis himself doesn't say very, very much. As Pirush HaKuntras Demei Atze Isur, Mashma. Ulekach Dei Apat Muteris. Tosis doesn't give any reason why he wants to link Rav Eliezer to the Sefer, and the fact that, you know, it's nice, it's neat, you know, whereas the Mishnah then flows. But is there more to it than the Mishnah flowing? Would it be more connected with the essence of what is being said rather than simply with the syntax of the Mishnah? In other words, let's ask as follows. Can you hold, like Tosfos, that the way of being Matir the Pat is throwing the Mei Pat into Yam HaMelach, and hold that we can do that when the Pat is on the table, alone? In other words, is such a Shita viable, leaving aside the syntax of the Mishnah? Is such a shita viable? Can we say such a thing? Let me read you a line from the Ramban. The Milchamos over there in Avodah Zarah. Ve'od the masnisin nami deka the mashmet lo amar Rav Eliezer yolach hanor yam hamelach ela benis arva hapas ba'acheros aval areisha lo polig the katani hapas asur ba'hanor. This is so far like Tosfos that we have to accept the Mishnah in this arva. That's the hemshech, and then he explains the kevan the iser veheter mu'uravim ba havelaki yayin nesach beyayin she'asur ve'ein lo heter olamis. The Rif also that we're dealing with the Tarovas, Be'iruf Pasu Begin, V'lazeh Kiven, etc., etc. Namely, that it's not just a question of this fits nicely into the Mishnah, but it would be a logical impossibility to say that we would be able to be Poda, the Pat which is sitting on the table. Why is it a logical impossibility? What is the impossibility of saying they were talking about the pas on the table? So he says, the cave on the iser veheter mu ravin ba havi leki yayin nesach the yayin she'asur ve'ein lo heter olamis. How is he understanding yesh vach itzim bepat? That even though the Baal Hamor and the Ramban normally went at each other's throats, but over here the Ramban is using terminology of the Baal Hamor. We have a blia of eitzim in the pat. We have a blia of eitzim in the pat. Namely, we have a pat asura. This is not a question of getting hanoa from the afia. Here we have a cheftza of iser. We have a pat which is aser. You can't be poda a pat which is aser. That no one holds that you can be poda a pat with a loaf of bread that is also. We have a din that avodah zara tofeses dameha, that if you try that ain't pidyon la avodah zara, you know, that everything then the domin becomes aser and the pat remains aser. That's the uniqueness of avodah zara, that avodah zara doesn't lend itself to pidyon. However, in other words, once we're dealing with the tarovas, that's already something different. This is Also, the language of the Ritva, Kaner, was the language of understanding of Chachmei Sfarad. They agreed with the Bal HaMor v'Ikaron. The Ritva over there in Avodah Zarah. Pirish Rashi, Hanoas Atzei HaIsur, v'chein Pirish Rabbeinu Chananel. As we saw, Rabbeinu Chananel was basically an expansion of Rashi. Avotosus Pirishu Hanoas Kol HaPas. Why? Shekvar Naaseh HaKol Chaticha Di'isura. This is not Rashi. This is not the shita that the Ran was referring to earlier. That simply we have a hanoa nikeres. We're talking over here shekola pas nasa chaticha di isura. And once the pas is chaticha di isura, there's no way of being poded. But what when this chaticha di isura falls into 10 other loaves of bread, and now mida oraisa, it's all mutter. Because we have a principle of akharam lahatos. Here we have taroas of yavesh biyavesh. This, even in the world of avodah zarah, basically should be mutar. But we have an isur drabana. We have an isur drabana that avodah zarah is not going to be batel the rov. Here, we're basically it's mutar d'oraisa, and simply we have an isur drabana. So here, what we can do is by being molech the hanot to the Yam HaMelech, we will remove our Isur Drabanan. But on the level of the Isur Daraisa, the original pat, the pat has a bliya of Avodah Zarah in it. The pat is a chefza of Isur. Namely, what we have over here is a sharpening of the knife, a sharpening of the concepts. That if we learn like Rashi, the whole issue is one of Isur Hanoa. So the Isur Hanoa is the Afiyah. The Afiyah is already done. Now the pat is on the table. Throw the Eitzim Tiyam HaMelech. Throw the schar afiyat yam hamelach, you can be nene from the pat. But if we're going to learn like the riva and like the bal hamor, and here we see that we'll add into that tosfos in avodah zarah, we'll say that's the riva, the ramban, the ritva, that we speak about this pat as being chaticha di isura. This pat was beleya avodah zarah. This pat is avodah zarah, right? Whatever the din of avodah zarah, that's the din of this pat. You can't be poda avodah zarah. What you can do is if this pot is already in the tarovas and midor raisa, we have a heter of rove, and midra bonon, we're machmir that avodah zarah is aser b'mashu, we can override that isur drabonon being molech hanol yam hamelach. Come along the amrulo and say, just a minute, that also appears to be a pidyon. Rabbi says it's not a pidyon. It's clear it's not a pidyon. In other words, a pidyon would be on the table when it's alone. I'm poda this for that. Now I am just taking away. The chumra drabanan, that's to say that avodah zarah is aser b'mashahu, that I am showing that I'm not getting any hanoah, and that is alone. But that has to be d'mei pat, according to the Ramban, according to the Rambam, according to Tosfos. Does it have to be d'mei pat the way we're learning now? Namely, Rashi's shita is that he can learn it even on the level of it sitting on the table. Tosfos has to learn it the moment that you say that we're dealing over here with the shita, we have a bli of Iser, so the only way of getting to a heter is once it's in a tarovas. And once it's in a tarovas, Tosfos says, then throw away the Dmei Pat. Would Rashi shita also be meaningful in a tarovas? Throw away the Dmei Eitzim as opposed to Dmei Pat? Is there anything that works against it? In other words, if all we want to do is simply, we have an Isur Drabanan, that Avodah Zarah is Asur B'mashahu, so we are going to get rid of that Isur Drabanan by paying a knas, that we're going to throw something into Yam HaMelech. So how high the knas is or how low the knas is really not all that important. Right? In other words, that if we do... What?
Symbolic.
It's more symbolic. Okay, so Demei Pat would certainly be a very, very fine knas, but the meitzim also could be such a knas. That's what we find in the Rush, as I understand the Rush over there, in Avodah Zarah. In Avodah Zarah, in Perek, the end of Perek, Gimel, Siftes. He points out, he begins, Pirish Rashi Yolech Hanoas Eitzim Shopim Apas. However, period. Okay, so he says, I don't like Rashi because of the syntax of the Mishnah. Then he quotes the Ri Yolech Hanoas Hapas Liyam HaMelech Ki Hapas Kulo Oser, right? That this is Lishi Tato, that if the Pas is Kulo Oser, if you view it as Bliyas Iser, then you have no alternative. You can't talk about the Asim, talk about the Pas. And he says, V'nira Li, I can agree with the Ri on one point and not agree with another point. Nira Li, Kapiri Shri, Delohi Kilu Chachamim Lahatir Es Hapas Ela Belo Tarovis Ayde Holachas Hanos Eitzim. Avo Baha nearly Kapirish Rashi. Ain't Sarah Chaholich. In other words, we have to set it up as a case of Tarovas, because that's, you know, where it's the context of the Mishnah. Avo Baha nearly the Kapirish Rashi, she ain't Sarah Chaholich Yamamelch Elahanoas Eitzim. The Kabon Shinestalikan Gufa Iser, that once we don't have a problem over here of the pot standing on its own. We don't have a Gufa Iser. Had we had a Gufa Iser, clearly we would have to deal with a pot kulo. But now we're doing in a Tarovas. Then we can throw just the Demei Eitzim, namely that moment the Ri has to say two things. Firstly, that what we're concerned with is the pot, and therefore whatever is going to be matir, it has to be the pot. And secondly, that heter can't come on a stand on its own, because that would appear to be a pidyon of the pot, an ain pidyon of the zara. That pidyon has to be only in a tarovas. However, the moment that you're working with the Shita of Rashi, so you could say, maybe I'll disagree with Rashi, and I won't be matir the pot with the Me'etim that's on the table, because maybe that's Nira Kapidyon. It's not Pidyon, maybe it's Nira Kapidyon. But once we're dealing in a Ta'aroves, then the Nira Kapidyon falls off, then I can still use the Me'etim. Namely, Rashi Shita lends itself to both scenarios, both the scenario of Eitzim, of being alone, and the scenario of being in a tarovas. Tosfos and the Ramban, they point out the moment we're dealing with the Chaticha di Isura, there's no possible scenario of it being alone. It has to be in the world of a tarovas. And since l'shitatam, we're dealing over here with a pat which is usur, so the pidyon or the heter is going to come about via the meipat rather than anything less than that. Just before we get to the Ran, there's one other, the Ritva brings up one other machlokas. The Ritva brings three machlokot. One is, what do you throw away? Secondly, under what circumstances do you throw it away? And thirdly, what have you solved by throwing it away? So the Ritva quotes a machlokas, Chachmei Sfarad. Is this item now going to be mutar bahano'a alone? This pot now will be mutar bahano'a, and I could sell it to a goy. Or is it mutar ba'achila? Could I even eat it myself? That what is the Yolech Hanoa Liyam HaMelech self? Does it remove the Iser Achila? And in other words, it removes all the Isurim, or it only removes the Iser Hanoa, but the Iser Achila remains? What is that Machlokas? That's the Bahot Akanta Derev Eliezer Nechakot Begdoli HaRishonim Yesh Omrim Shelo Hitiru B'Tekana Zorela B'Hanoa Levad Avolo l'achila v'shtia, v'ze da'as haraz ha'levi, v'chein da'as hara'o b'shem rabo ha'rambam, v'chol rabosai ha'ga'onim divreihem stumin, lo pirshu, one way or another. Avol k'tzas mirabonai tzorfat, omrim, v'adai hecha sh'yesh kan gufo shel isur, shayach be'enei isur achila v'shtia. Lo sherinan v'adai k'shiyesh kan gufo shel isur shayach bei be'enei isur achila v'shtia. Lo sherinan b'takana zo b'achila v'shtia. Avol k'she'ein bohem elo shvacho k'gon hanei masnisa be'etzim she'ein asurim elo midin hano'a k'gon kevan shehorech hano'i am ha'melach ein kan hano'as isur klal v'lama lo yehemutar afilu b'achila ad kan. The footnote points out that this is the rush, in other words, in Avodah Zarah, quotes this sheet in the name of Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbanei Tzarfas, V'harav Rabbeinu Yonah, v'shem Rabbanei Tzarfas, V'harav Rabbeinu Yonah Zal, Kasa v'shem Rabbeinu Tzarfas Zal, D'mutar afilu ba'achila. again. Rav Zerakele, because of the Lohita Rebel Yezer, Ela Bahana'a, Avo Bahila, Lo Shaminan Le. Rabbi Noyona Kosav, the Mutter Afilu Bahila. What? How would you understand over here this machlokas? Is this totally at all in what we spoke about earlier? Yes?
If you say it's the idea that it's really batel, that you shouldn't, that it's a Ramashim, we get rid of that issue of the by paying off, so then the Chorot should be Mutter Bakil. We go revert to the Din, the rest of it's Batel Bro.
It's possible, but I think that the Ritva is saying over here something beyond that. He's saying that the Shita of Rabbeinu Yonah is based on the fact that had we had over here an Iser Begufo, then we would have a shaychus to Iser Achila Vishtiya. Since we're only dealing with the world of Shevach, Ein Asurin Ela Midin Hanoa, Kevin Shemal Hanoa Yam Melach, Ein Kan Hanoas Iser Klal, Lama Lo Yehe Mutar Afilu Ba'achila. And the Ritva appears to be lining up, that we have over here Rashi. We have over here Rashi, and we have right Tosfos Avodah Zarah. Just want to turn down the heat. We have over here, still on this. We have over here Rashi and Tosfos Avodah Zarah, right? Tosfos Avodah Zarah, because Tosfos in Psachim is really like Rashi. Namely, that we have one machlokes, are we talking about Dmei Eitzim, or are we talking about Dmei Pan? A second machlokes, are we talking when it's only Levad, or are we talking about, or it could also be Nisarva, we don't need Nisarva, or Dafka Nisarva. And we said that these two go together. That here we're working off of the shita of that we call the shita of the Rasharafi Halevi, the shita of the Riva. Now we see it also in the Ritva and in the Ramban. That we're dealing over here with the Chaticha di Isura. That which is Osir is the pot. The pot was Bolea Eitzim. The pot. It has whatever status the Eitzim have, that's the status of the pot. The pot is usher per se. Masha'en Kain Rashi, he was dealing with the Hanoas Afia. In other words, that we're not dealing, the pot isn't usher per se, but we had Eitzim that created the Hanoas Afia, and therefore, if we're talking about the Hanoas Afia, we have the Mei Eitzim. We could put in parentheses over here, Rabbeinu Hananel expanded this to the Sar Afias. Masha'en, if we're talking about the pot being us, we're talking about the Meha pot. If we're speaking about the Hanoa Safiya, once we get rid of the Hanoa Safiya, even if it's standing on its own, in other words, we got rid of the Hanoa Safiya, the pot is Mutter. Masha'en came over here, if we're talking about Chaticha di Surah, you can't be Poda a Chaticha di Surah. Ain't Pidyon Lavodah Zarah. Rabbi Lazar agrees. There's no Machokas Rabbi Lazar coming whether Yesh Pidyon Lavodah Zarah or not. We have a din. Avodah Zarah Tofesis Domeha. That when you try to be Poda Avodah Zarah, the Domim become Avodah Zarah, and the Avodah Zarah remains Avodah Zarah. It all remains Avodah Zarah. You can't, but what can we do if it's Nisarev, and then Meikar Hadin, we have a Heter of Bitul Verov, but we have a Chumrah of an Iser Mashu by Avodah Zarah. So, by throwing the Dmei Pat into the Yamamela, we can solve that problem to Rabbanan and Elim Mutter. What, however, are we doing? To what degree is it going to be Mutter? According to Rashi, to what degree should it be mutter? A priori.
Even
achila. Mutter legamrei. There's nothing in the pot, per se. Harapan was the afia. We got rid of the Easter afia. So it's mutter legamrei. That's what the Ritva is saying over here. Kishein sham ela shvacho, like the Mishnayis of the Eitzim, ein asurin ela midin hanoa, kevin sh'olach hanoriyam ha-melech, ein kan hanoa sisir klal. Lama lo yehe mutter afilu ba'achila? However, if we're dealing with the Chaticha Disura, here we're dealing with the time with the back and forth in terms of Yesh Pidyon or Ein Pidyon. So here we have a problem that if we're going to be Matir Legamre, then Yitachain, someone's going to say Yesh Pidyon Lavadazara. Then we have Elazar always look over his shoulder. He has an Amrulo. There are people are yelling at him, you can't do this. It's going to look like Pidyon to Avadazara. So here we would have that we're going to be Matir Behanoa. And when they yell at me, Yesh Pidyon Lav, you appear to Yesh Pidyon Lav, no, it ain't in Lavar, it's still Asher Ba'achila. In other words, that's what over here it says in the name of Rabbeinu Zrachya HaLevi, the lo hiti Rav Eliezer av elo ba'hano'o, avo ba'achila, lo shaminan le do amar Yesh Pidyon. In other words, that had he been matir totally, this is always working back and forth with the problem of Yesh Pidyon Lepat. This is our eker problem. We can't have it on its own because then it's going to appear as Yesh Pidyon Lepat. We can't have that. And even in this Arei, so he wants to say that he'll be matir b'hanoa, but still be osir b'achila. Even though Reuven pointed out properly, once the whole problem is simply taking away the chumra d'rabbanan, why not be matir also b'achila? But this shita makes sense. This possibility from a Yesh Omrim, fits in over here. This is Rav Zerachia HaLevi, etc. Masha Enkein, Rabbeinu Yonah really agrees with Rashi. It's very fascinating that the Ritva, he didn't call Rabbeinu Yonah Rabbeinu Yonah. He called Rabbeinu Yonah the Chassid, right? The Chassid, Rabbeinu Yonah of Shari Tshuva. So he says, Pirish Rashi Zal V'chein HaRaiva Demei HaNoas Eitzim, the Kosef HaRav HaChassid, the Lishna Messiah, the Lokotani HaNoas Pas. HaNoas Tam. That the Chassid said that the language of the Gemara is like Rashi, Rabbeinu Hananel, not like, so the Chassid over here, this is Rabbeinu Yonah, the shame, Rabbani Sarfas, right? So, in other words, that even though we don't have this in Rashi, but Rabbeinu Yonah understood from Rashi that this is should be the consequence. The Dami, okay? So, what comes out is that these three machlokot, the machloket as to whether we're talking about the me'eitim or the me'pat, the machloket as we're talking about whether it's on its own or it's this arba, the machloket as to whether it's mutar legamrei or there's room to say that, let Rav Elazar try and protect himself, that he won't be accused of pidyon the avodah zarah, that this sheet of it's.
Don't we have a machlokas before this affects everything?
Yes.
Whether the heating and the cooking is done by the Eitzei Avodah Zarah, or they're already gone and it's heated by the ashes of the coals?
That we have, I wouldn't call it beforehand or afterhand. We're going to see. What we set up to this point is that the only time that we're going to say, Yeshvach Eitzim Bepat, is a situation where it's Neged Ha'avuka, where the Eitzim are still standing. Why? Why, if the Eitzim are already, and even then, in that case, where the Eitzim are still there and the Avuka is coming out of the Eitzim, even then Rabbanan say, Ein Shvach Eitzim Bepat. Only Rebbe says, Yesh Shvach Eitzim Bepat. What is the Chisaron in the Gecholim that we have to come to? And what level of Gecholim? Lo Chashos, Omamos, etc., that we have to come to. But wherever we say, this is assuming, all of this is assuming, Yesh Shvach Eitzim Bepat. This is our working assumption that Yesh Shvach Eitzim Bepat. This is our starting off. What does Yesh Shvach Eitzim Bepat mean? That machlokes that we started with last time. Now we have its fallout. Now it's taken all the way. Now we see. If we take the approach the last time we called Tosfos, Rashi, and the Ran. Now we'll call it. It's Rashi and Tosfos Psachik. And we'll put over here also Rabbeinu Chananel. And we could put over here also Rabbeinu Yonah. And over here we have Tosus and Avodah Zarah. and the Baal Hamor, the Riva, the Ritva, and the Ramban, and the Rambam. And the Ritva quotes the Ravid agreeing with Rashi. Okay, so the fact that the Rambam and the Ravid are on two sides of the board is also fine. Yes?
How for Rashi, when we're saying the Omer Mamad, as I said before, that it could be that in Akadami you could do the same thing with a Tanur. But then how does the Brisa say Utah?
How did the Brisa say Hapatasura? In other words, the Brisa is saying.
Asura means in its present state, Utah means that it's unfixable.
So that's a Tanakama. The Tanakama would hold that this is the problem of Yesh Pidyon L'Avodah Zarah. This is the Amrulo. How can you, Rav Elazar, come up with your Eitzah? It appears to be Yesh Pidyon L'Avodah Zarah. So Rav Elazar will answer, according to Rashi, what are you talking about? I'm giving to me Eitzim. How can anyone think that's Pidyon for Avodah Zarah? I'm not being poted at a pot, I'm not being poted at a Tanur. In other words, it's clear from what I'm doing. But B'chol Zot, there are those who disagreed with him. Then we have in the Braisa Tanakama and Rav Elazar. Not everyone agrees with the Eitzah of Rav Elazar. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Amrulo.
I mean, the Torah says when we say Rabbi Lazar, it could mean not Rabbi Lazar, it could mean the Tanakama or Rabbi Lazar. But to say that couldn't fit with Rabbi Lazar.
No, what we say, Rabbi Eliezer agrees with the Tanakama that Zeviz Egorim is Osir. Is there a way out? So here we have Rabbi Lazar giving a way out, and fascinatingly, the posting passes like Rabbi Lazar. Yet, even though he's a Das Yachid, and the Mishnah says, argues that the Mishnah is not Amarlo, but Amrulo, namely that he's against the Chum, and we paskin over here like Rav Eliezer. It's Pellet, but we paskin that way. So anyway, this appears to be the way. All of this is up to, not including the Ran, right? What does the Ran add into our picture? What other factors does the Ran add in that, well, in other words, requires L'chora explanation? No, Ruhe? No? Anyone? Okay. What is said in the name of the Ran, I'm not sure the Ran says this, but what is said in the name, I'm not sure what the Ran sort of goes back and forth. He starts with Rashi, then he moves over to Tosfos, then goes back to Rashi, and back to Tosfos, etc. What he appears to say is that we have two tracks. That if we're dealing with the pot standing on its own, then you have to be molech the meipat. If we're dealing with the pot in the world of nisarev, then it's enough to be molech the meietzu. Question is, what is behind such a shita? Namely, the elu ve'elu, it's not either or. We have the Rabbi Lazar simply said, yola hanoa. What does hanoa mean? That depends. If the pot is on its own, then the may pot. Meaning, you're really not going to get anything, any profit, but at least the bread you'll be able to eat. You know, it's that you're that which you thought you profit. You don't have no profit from this bread. You throw away you've got something which sells in a store for 10, you throw away 10. But you're able to eat the bread. And Masha'in can, if it's Nisarev, then it's enough to throw away Demei Eitzim. I'm not sure what I just want to leave that now. Maybe we'll come back to it. I don't have a very good explanation. According to Tosis, you can't be poet of something when it's on its own. You can't be poet of something when it's on its own. Only according to Rashi. And yet we're saying that when you put on its own, we're going to use the standard of Tosfos. The fact that Rashi's Demei Eitzim applies even in the case of Nisarei, that's a no-brainer. That's not a problem. That Lushitato. But to require Demei Pat when it stands on its own, that itself is like a Parate Desasre. If it stands on its own, you shouldn't be able to quote it at all. That's what the Rambam pointed out. You know, that we need dafka nisarva. The moment that we say that we have a problem of katicha di isura, that we have a tarokas of isur and heter in the pot, so dafka nisarva allows, you know, do you have an option of pidyon? Okay, I'm just pointing out to you that there's such a shita, and I think there is such a shita that she is quoted, but I don't have any true understanding of it. So let's just do one more small thing for today, if possible, and that's in terms of Kedera. You saw the Rambam in Kedera? Maybe just one second. Now, before we get to Kedera, sorry. Before we get to Kedera, the Rambam himself brings down the halacha of Yolech Liyam HaMelach in two places. In Hilchos Avodah Zarah, in Perek Gimel, in Perek Zayin, I'm sorry, Perek Zayin Halacha,
Yudgim.
Notal Mimena, namely from the Asherah, Eitzim Asurim Bahana'a, Hisik Bahenes HaTanur, Yutzan. Va'acharkach yasik be'etzim acherim shel heter v'yofeba. We paskin not like Rav Eliezer. We paskin zev zegorim is muter. Afa bo es hapas v'lod sinino. Afa bo es hapas v'lod sinino. Hapas asur b'hano, because yesh v'chetzim hapas. Nisarev nisarva b'acheros yolech demei osa hapas liyam hamelach. Okay, this is classic Tosos in Avodah Zarah. We move over to Hilchos Macholos Asuros in Perek Tetzayin, Halacha Kaftes. The Rambam paskins. What? Kafbet is, I gave two Mar Makamos. Once I gave Kafbet and once I gave Kaftes. Mm-hmm. So in Kafbet, there the Rambam, what?
He doesn't have halacha.
He doesn't give Eitzos, right? He doesn't over there give Eitzos, that's all. Doesn't give any Eitzos. A little farther down the line in Halacha Kaftes, he says, what if we have the following situation? Nisarva chavis shayayin nesach. I'm starting from the middle of the Rambam. Nisarva chavis shayayin nesach ben achavios hakol asurim b'shtia umutarim b'hanoa. You have a ta'arovis of a chavis of yayin nesach among other chavios. Again, meikar hadin, this should all be mutar. It's batal b'ro. But we have an isur drabanon on yayin nesach like we have on avodah zarah, that it's all asur b'mashahu. But the Yisr Mashahu is on the Shtia. Then the Rambam says, V'yolich demei osa chavis liyam ha-melach, kishe yimkor hakol la'akum, v'chein chavis shel stam yena. Sorry, that's the din of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, you saw the Gemara on Daf Memtes Amud Beis, that when we have a case of Chavis ben Achavios, that you can sell it all to a goy and just not charge him for the Chavis of Yayin Nesach, and that way everything is fine. However, the first halacha of the other Rambam is Nisarev stam yenam v'yayin, hareza osur b'kol shehu b'shtia, v'yimacher kulo la'akum. It's mutar v'hanoa, it's osur b'shtia, so you could sell it all to a goy. V'lokeach d'mei ha'yayin ha'osur shebo, u'mashlicho liyam ha'melach, v'yehene b'shar ha'maos. Maybe over here, the Rambam, what he does is he takes, we have two heterim. We have a heter of Shimon ben Gamliel, and we have a heter of Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar is talking about the world of Achila and Shtia. He says if you want to be able to be nehene yourself from a pat asura which has been disarva, so then we have a concept of yolech hanoa liyam hamela. Rav Shimon Gamliel is talking about if you want to get Hanoah by selling it. You want to get Hanoah by selling it to a goy, So just subtract the amount that you that this Yayin Nesach is worth from the price and sell it all to a goy. What the Rambam does is he takes Rav Elazar and puts it into Rav Shimon Gamliel. That what you can do is sell everything to a goy, and after you sell it to a goy, the amount of money that the Avodah Zarah was worth or the Yayin Nesach was worth, that throw into Yam HaMelach. Namely, that that we can sort of retrospectively allow for a for a sale if afterwards we're going we'll be zorek into Yam HaMelach. Yes.
Why not just not sell the Avodah Zarah portion?
That's what Rav Elazar says is what you, that's what Rav Shimon says is what you should do. Rav Shimon Gamliel says you should just sell it to the goy without selling the Avodah Zarah portion. That's exactly what he says you should do.
What's the benefit of combining the shittos?
The benefit of combining the shittos is that we have an opportunity of retroactively being matir a sale. But the question is that a possibility? You know, it's, do we find that anywhere? In other words, we find Rav Elazar saying that after you throw something into Yam HaMelach, then you could be nehene from it to a certain degree, either Achila v'shtia or pure hanoa, but after you do this, first you molach hanoa Yam HaMelach, then you can be nehene. Rav Shimon Gamliel says that we can have a simultaneity. You can be nehene if simultaneously you are cutting the price down to the point where you're not be going to be nehene from the Avodah Zarah. You can sell the tarovas to a goy and simply not sell and simply reduce the price to reflect the demei iser sheba. What the Rambam does is he combines the two and allows for a possibility, even in the case of selling it to the goy, of afterwards being zorek liyam hamelach. That is very, very strange in terms of where the Rambam got this from. In other words, that I really don't know. In other words, that lechora, as to what's the relationship between the din of Shimon Gamliel and the din of Rav Eliezer, the way we're understanding, it's two sides of the same coin. In other words, it's basically the same halacha, that we are not getting hanoa, and they're working with the shita of Tosfos that the hanoa we're talking about is the Dmei HaPat, and so the Dmei HaPat, Dmei HaChavit are one and the same, and so either you can throw it first into the Yam HaMelach and then be nehene, or sell it to a goy without that, that Dmei Pat, without the Dmei HaChavit being involved. Namely, that it's all, it, in other words, but what the Rambam seems to view that Rav Elazar's halacha is somehow a panacea, it's somehow going to retroactively take a sale that involved Yisr Hanoah and be matirit because you're going afterwards to throw away. Would the Rambam say that you could eat the pot first and then throw away the bread? Then throw away the demand? That never says. So why over here does he say Yimkor kulo la'akum and then lokeach demei hayayin ha'asr shebo mashlich o'yam ha'melach? He should simply have said that Yimkor la'akum chutz mi demei yayin nesach shebo. What is where? What pushed the Rambam to be able to take the din of Rav Eliezer of Mashlich Yam HaMelach and put it into the world of Rav Shimon Gamliel in a manner which no one said it? Yes?
Is it possible that, let's say it's one among 10 barrels, and you're gonna take Rav Shimon Gamliel's approach and just charge for that one barrel?
Yes?
Is it possible that since you are doing that, he's going to need your time making the sale now? Because from the non-Jew's perspective, he's getting a deal. So the Rambam doesn't want to take it to that step, since
that he says. But he mentions that in the next halacha of Nesar. So he says Yimkor Hakol Akum. There he says Yolech Demei Osa Chavis Liyam HaMelach Kishi Yimkor Hakol Akum. Yolech Demei Osa Chavis Liyam HaMelach Kishi Yimkor Hakol Akum.
If he sells it without price, there's no pidyon at all. Himself of all responsibility.
Right. Why did he bring even the Sefer? You're correct that he again brings in Rav Elazar's halacha. So what Breistein is suggesting is that the Rambam didn't want to offer giving a deal to the goy, maybe. But that's Rav Shimon Gamliel's halacha.
What's bothering me about this whole thing is that the whole halachot in Avodah Zarah.
Yes.
Especially the stamina.
Yes.
Is to keep us apart from the going.
Yes.
The key is to be free, and we always seem to be, you know, what's going on here?
So we're selling it.
We're
to
trying to
No, we're saying
it's like ma'oi l'tetakanatam shel hachamim. They want to keep us separate, and now we're going. The whole open we're having.
It's to keep us separate in terms of drinking. We're not going to drink with them, but to do business with them, we'll do business with them. Business is business, and drinking is drinking. You don't. You know, your daughter doesn't get married because of the business party. Your daughter gets married because of the social status. Yes.
I saw the Chazanish explain this. Yes. So he explained that there's a Rashi in Avodah Zarah on the Mishnah and Testament Beis. The Rashi says that Shimon Leil, that discussion is only if you hold like the Chachamim, because once you have Rebbe Lezer, you don't need that whole Shimon Leil. So he says the Rambam
substituted.
Really, he's holding Rebbe Lezer. Rambam passed like Rebbe Lezer.
Once we have Rebbe Lezer, then we will substitute Rebbe Lezer into the world of Shimon Gamliel. In other words, that what Rebbe Rambam did was uprooted the world of Shimon Gamliel and substituted Rebbe Lezer. Rather than say that Rebbe Lezer and Shimon Gamliel are really one and the same, we're saying no. Rebbe Lezer is dafka throwing things into Yam HaMelech. Like whether maybe like writes instead of for some other reason, you know, that we don't want to give the goy, or we're not dealing with giving the goy a discount. We dafka have to throw into Yam HaMelech. So we combine the sale to the goy with the throwing to Yam HaMelech, and that can be done either simultaneously, or what appears from the Rambam is even afterwards. In other words, that yimkor kulo la'akum, lokeach demei hayayin or samach v'shabo mashlichu Yam HaMelech. Okay, in other words, the Gemara appears that we have two takanos that are parallel to one another. From the Rambam, what Reuven is suggesting is that we have over here a substitute that we're putting Rebbe Lezer through and through. That the Rebbe Lezer that the Rambam mentioned back in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, here the Rambam is bringing it in the world of Malchus Asuras. So, okay, have to think about it. So I'm leaving as open. The Ran still have to think about what he says, and the Rambam over here. But I think we'll try and go in the direction of Reuven. There's one other Rambam, if we can just, at least I don't know where we're going to come to any conclusion, but raise the issue now. And that is that we saw that even if Rebbe doesn't hold like Rav Elazar, Yol Zev Zegarim is Mutar, B'chol Zot, we're going to have certain things that are going to be Osir to use because there's only going to be one Gorin in them. Those are the Ka'aros, the Kosos, the Tzlochios. Where do Rav Elazar and Rebbe disagree? Where do we have a Zev Zegarim? That's in the Tanur, we already saw. What is the status of the Tanur Chadosh? According to Rav Elazar, Yutatz. Or maybe we have Pidyon, but basically Yutatz, basically it's Aser. Well, according to Rebbe, no, Yutzan, because Zev Zegarim is Mutar. Yesh Vachetz in the past, but Zev Zegarim is Mutar, and Kedera. Okay, Kedera also is always used in conjunction with Atzei Heter. It's always going to be a Zev Zegarim. That's the first Lashon of the Gemara. And then the Gemara has a second Lashon to say that the Kedera would be Ika da Amri Afilaman Damar Zev Zegarim Mutar, Kedera Asura. Even Rebbe would agree that Kedera is Asur. And we pass like Rebbe. Why? The Hakibla Bishula Mekame de Nitan Eitzim de Hetera. So Rashi interprets this very, very simply, that the Kedera serves two functions. A, it serves as a Kli Kibel, like the Ka'aros and the Kosos and the Tzlochios. First, you put the raw food into it, and then you heat it up. So in Achenami, when the food is being cooked, that's a Zev Zegorim. But putting the food into it and the serving as a container of the food, that's an Isur Hana. And therefore, even Rebbe would agree the Kedera is Asur. Rebbe would put the Kedera in the same boat as the Ka'aros Kosos Utsluchios. What?
Mm-hmm.
No, in other words, it goes through two stages. First, you put the raw food into the pot, and then you heat it. So that second stage of the heating, that would not transfer Isur Hana. But the Hana over here is the same Hana as the Karos and the Kosos, that it's holding. You have a Kli that absorbed Isur, which is Osir Bahana'a, and now you're using this as a container. That's what Rashi says, no? Kedera, the Hakibla Bishula, the Iko Hana's Tashmish, Shemishtameshba, below Gorei Ma'achir, the same way that you have an Isur of Shishtamshus in the Ka'aros and the Kosos and Tzlochios, the Kedera has that same Ishtamshus. But the Tanur, you never put the pas into a cold Tanur. You only put it in when you have a Zev Zegorim. On the level of a Zev Zegorim, that's where we have a Heter, according to Rebbe. Okay? So that's Rashi. However, look over here in Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel had a different pshat. Rabbeinu Chananel says, Ika da Amrei, there's a big Ika, four lines on the bottom in my edition. Ikadarin the kedera divrei hakol asur my timer the hakadim ayo bishula mikoach hakedera mekame the nesei koach haetzim. That when you are cooking something in a pot and you have a zev as a gorim of the pot and the fuel, we have over here a timeline. That first we have that the koach of the pot is giving its of the kedera, right? The koach of the kedera is giving. I said pot, right? Okay. The koach of the kedera is giving its oomph into the tavshio, and the kedera is aser bahana. So the tavshio is coming aser. Only afterwards does the koach of the eitzim hit in. What in the world does that mean? What in the world does that mean? I mean, you know, what's a koach of a pot during the world of tavshio? I mean, we're talking about over here of cooking. Cooking, you need fuel. The heat comes from the fuel. The pot serves as a mitigating factor. The pot serves to take the heat and spread it equally around the entire kedera so that everything cooks together, rather than having a local roast, rather than having the fire being directly on a piece of meat. Over here, you have a pot that spreads the heat to the entire area. So you could either be cooking or have a pot roast, one or the other. It doesn't necessarily mean that, it's not talking about the water. We're talking about the fact that you have the pot as a chatzitza between the food and the fire. So the food is being cooked with a combination of the pot, of the kedera, and the fire. But the mainafgamina, I mean, how can you speak about stages over here? I'm just raising this as just trying to understand Rabbeinu Hananel. But it gets more complicated when we get to the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Ma'acholos Asuros, in Perek Tetzayin, that same Perek, he has two halachos, one after another. Halacha Kaf Gimel, he says, Ko'aros, Kosos, Kederos, Utslochios, Shebishlan Hayotzer, Beklipe Orla, Hare Elu Asurin Bahano'a. Shehare Dovar Ha'asur Bahano'a, Asa Osam. In this one it says, Chadash. In the Frankel it says, Cheres. Right? In other words, that what turned them from a clay Adama, which is not Mekabel Tuma, which is a very, very poor sort of a kli, into a kli cheres, which is a much more useful kli, and makabel tuma, was the kli peor, was the iser hanoah, and therefore we have over here a gram of iser hanoah in the ka'aros, and the kosos, and the kederos, and the tzlochios, and they're all osur. What are they osur to do? So ka'aros, and kosos, and tzlochios are osur to use as containers. What about the kedera? So Ram continues in Halacha Kaf Dalet, in the middle of the halacha, kedera shebishel osa b'klipei orla o b'kilei hakerem u ba'atzei heter harei hatavshil asur af al pi shezevizei gorem, which is muter shebishoa shenizbashla machmas atzei isur adayin roba'u atzei haheter v'nimtza miktas habishel ba'atzei heter. What in the world is the Rambam again talking about? Simply, what does the Rambam mean? What is the case of the Rambam? When he says, Kedera shebishel osa, the klipe orla, is he talking about a kedera that you're now cooking a food in, and bishel osa means, and the fuel is kach v'kach? Or is he talking about the making of the kedera? The same kedera he spoke about in the previous halacha, and now he's giving the practical consequences that the kedera shebishel osa beklipe orla, the kedera I spoke about in Sif Kaf Gimel, then the tavshil is usher that you're going to make in that kedera. That's what he's saying over here. Why should the tavshil be usher? It's a zevizei gorem. Ava pisha zevizei gorem shebishah shen izbashla machmas atzei isur adayin lo bazu atzei heter. What's he talking about? What does it mean, bishah shen izbashla machmas atzei isur? Is he talking about
The
making of the kedera?
And now you're adding up, say, heter, to cook something in the kedera.
So what nimsa miksas habishul ba'atzei heter u miksaso be'iser? We have over here two different processes. We have a process of making the kli, and we have a process of cooking. This is a miktas, where this is one and the other. What's going on over here? So the Kesef Mishnah offers two options and is not happy with either of them. Okay, this is what we have to think. So we'll just stop over here. Please think about it. And try and, in my humble opinion, I mean, the Rambam doesn't create Perushim. If there is a Perush Rabbeinu Chananel, we may not understand it, but the Rambam had something similar in front of him, and he's working off of the Gaonim in some manner. So to think if we can, in some way, both understand Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam, maybe they'll be both be one and the same, or maybe they'll be two different Perushim. In any case, so what we're left with today is that I think that this chart is correct, my humble opinion. The Ran, we sort of left sort of untouched territory that tries to say that we could have Elu ve'Elu. Exactly how does that work, under what circumstances? And then over here, and then the Rambam that we saw, just leaving as, you know, it's, we'll take Reuven's try to name the Chazon Ish, that the Rambam felt that the Takana of Rav Elezer superseded the Takana of Rav Shimon Gamliel, and therefore he always speaks about Halachas Hanah Liyam HaMelach rather than giving a discount. For the reason either that the Rambam felt that that was according to Chamim or because of Rav Elazar, or like Breitstein, like Mendy just wanted to say that the Rambam was not thrilled in terms of giving discounts to Goyim, maybe. And over here, this Rambam in terms of Kedera. Then we'll move over what I wrote in the last part of the Mar Makomos in terms of that which was raised earlier, that the whole din of Yeshvach and Yitzim Bepat itself is limited to the world of Avuka Kenegdo. What's the chisaron in the world of the Gecholim, and under what circumstances? That we'll have to see. And then the din of Sharfifa, we'll come to that in terms of, you know, a couple of other days. Okay, so that we'll continue with next time. Simply in terms of time frame, so I'll give you an edit either later today or tomorrow, more Mar Makomos for Shir on Sunday. Next Wednesday morning, Rav Lichtenstein will give shiur in Gemara, and so we'll hold off a shiur in Gemara so that you can prepare for his shiur. And so we'll have shiur this coming Sunday, and then again the following Sunday. I would like, again, within the next 2 weeks to get to the Mishnah on Daf Kaf Tet, and then to give you time for Chazara. We still have some meaty subjects, but.